Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today's topic is tightening our skin. All of us want tighter skin, especially when we're aging. And I don't know about the guys, if the guys so much, you know, as much as women love it. But I know there's a few guys out there that can take some tips from this today and take them home and enjoy the benefits of herbal healing with a smoother, tighter, more glow, healthy, younger looking skin. We all could. And along with our herbal remedies, remember that facial exercise, facial yoga, facial acupressure points, those all help with a natural facelift as well. So there's specific reasons why there's different oils used, and each contribute to health, firmness, and elasticity with our skin. So not only can we do this with our face, but you could also do this with your arms and legs. And I met a woman back in the day, and I used to do CNA work. I met a woman that was 99 and her skin was beautiful. You couldn't even tell, you know, because sometimes our elders will get really dry skin. No, olive oil is really good for that. But she said she applied lotion every day after her bath and her skin looked fantastic and she was still moving and doing things. We took out her garbage and went to the grocery store and things like that. But besides that, she was really independent. Now, back to our story, because she had such great skin, back to our story is we'll kind of go over like these, what we can use and why we're using it. Sweet almond, the sweet almond oil, this is going to soften and soothe, and this reconditions your skin. And it also is high in fatty acids, and so we're going to kind of just plump it and cleanse it and recondition it and soften and soothe it. And it's really important to keep your face cleansed and healthy looking, because it's one of the first things people see. And we feel good when we look good, we feel good. So that's important to always know what helps you. Apricot kernel oil. This is high in vitamin A and is very rich in oleic and linoleic acid. So it's going to help your skin to retain its clarity and elasticity. Now, this is funny because I used to use retinol A all the time. Well, just recently, I heard vitamin A is actually retinol A. Retinol. I kind of should have figured it out, but I did some investigating and I found that out. Now, I don't buy retinol anymore. I actually just make my own facial thing with vitamin E and A and sage, cedar, bear oil, with some coconut cream, olive oil. Now, those ones for sure, those are my main ingredients that I put in there, because, and that just makes my face look great too. And one of the things about working with oils is you're actually taking, when you're making these oils, you're actually taking these oils in yourself while you're doing it. And as a person that applies oils and works with body works and does all these things, I'm getting these oils in my body and I'm pretty healthy, I think. Now, let's get back, because we're going to run out of time if I don't stay on track. Carrot seed essential oil. Revitalizing and toning, assists in removing toxins and water, builds up in the skin, giving it a fresher, more firm appearance, and it has a detoxifying effect on the liver. So a clean liver is clean skin, and the cleans and digestive system and the body as a whole. And again, once again, our body as a whole, that's really important to remember that. Rose hip oil. Now, this has vitamin A and E, and it is effective at promoting tissue regeneration and can help prevent and minimize wrinkles. And as we go along and we talk about these different oils, you can make yourself a soap. You can make yourself a oil. You can make yourself a cream-based lotion with any of these that you like, because they're all really good for tightening and firming and smoothing our face. Tightening our skin. That's what we're talking about. Frankincense. This essential oil. A lot of people love the way this smells. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiseptic, astringent. So one of the favorites of many people, because it has so many properties in it, is just going to get rid of a lot of things going on in your face and really tighten it up at the same time. Sandalwood. Sandalwood essential oil. Now that's going to balance out the oils in our skin. It's going to heal dry or irritated skin. It's going to really help us out. And what we do too is you kind of do these oils and you try them. Try them out in a small spot. And if it works great for you, that's what you know you're going to use. Lemon essential oil helps to cleanse and revitalize skin. Rosemary essential oil, that's a natural oil antioxidant, naturally helps to preserve oils and helps to ease lines or wrinkles and regulates oil production, increases circulation, and cleanses the skin quite a bit, that rosemary does. Lavender, we've talked about lavender and how healing that is. This lavender essential oil is excellent for healing the skin, mild, and it's antiviral and has antibacterial, so it's going to really keep our face cleansed and healthy. Geranium is healing to the skin. It balances the oils and mildly works to reduce acne, stretch marks, cellulite, and dry skin. Castor oil, avocado oil, coconut oil. Those help with eyelash growth and also can help with thinning hair. So if you have any of those kind of issues, just bring this up and look at it and listen to it, as we should say. You can't look at it, but we can sure listen to it and see what kind of health we have for our skin and our hair. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.